What's going on, PGA DFS fans? Thanks for joining me on another one of my short form videos. This week sponsored by Yahoo, and we are going to go over the top five sleepers for the Memorial Tournament. This is a big week. This week, 120 players in the field with a very strong field. Over 7 of the top 10 in the world, over 35 of the top 50. So a lot of quality plays, which does sometimes lead to ownership bubbles and can create some opportunities to get some low-owned golfers here this week. So before we jump in, let's go ahead and make sure we like and subscribe to our channel here to get notified when these videos come on air, when we're coming out with new content, and of course, when our live shows come on the air. So make sure you like and subscribe there. So all right, let's jump right in now to our top five sleepers of the week. We're going to start all the way at the bottom of the board like we always do and move our way to the top where we've got two of my favorite golfers projecting under 10% owned this week. We'll get to them in just a bit. Let's start off with Chad Ramey. He's coming in at 6,600. The PGA Tour rookie has a win this season at one of the alternate fields events. Still looking for his first, I would say, big time finish in a full field event. But showed us some pretty good signs last week, coming in 27th. But that was after a kind of a poor Sunday there, was in the mix all the way until then. Let's take a look at his strokes gained rank this season, how he's getting things done. Well, his first season on tour, not so great off the tee, 169th. Now, that should be better. Looking at his last couple of years stats on the Korn Ferry Tour, they were much better than that. So look for that to improve. 55th off the approach, 145 around the green, and 151 putting. Certainly needs to improve as the years march on if he wants to remain on the PGA Tour for quite some time. Okay, let's move on now. Oh, he comes, I'm sorry. He comes with just 1% projected ownership this week. Now let's move on to Lucas Herbert, who is on a little decent stretch of golf here. Came in 13th at the PGA Championship a couple of weeks ago. And that start, man, he had a chance there to get into his first top 10 in a major, so certainly playing some good golf, carried it over into last week where he came in 48th, but a bad couple of rounds really pushed him off. He was having a good start. So look for Lucas Herbert, who also does have an 18th place finish here at the Memorial. Came in 18th last year when he got a start. Now, when we look at his strokes gain rank, typically, well, when he was on the European Tour or the now DP World Tour, he got a lot done with his ball striking, specifically off the tee. But now moving on to the PGA Tour where he, you know, maybe is average in terms of driving distance rather than of the top on the DP World Tour. The strokes gained off the tee has not been good this year, 185. The strokes gained on the approach, that's been worse, ranked 200. But when he's starting to come in form with his ball striking and he has the short game that he's had this season, ranked 24th around the green in third putting, I think that's a good opportunity to get Lucas Herbert, who's projected at just 3% ownership this week. And certainly look to get a golfer that is playing well and could be under-owned. Now, moving on to his country mate, who probably comes in a little bit higher than the 3% projected right now, is Cam Davis, coming in at $7,200 on DraftKings, just $23 on Yahoo. Has not had good success around Muirfield Village. Has missed the cut in each of the last two trips. But his recent form would suggest that he is playing good golf. 48th and 7th in his last two starts. 7th last week, playing well on Sunday in the tough conditions. We look at his strokes gained rank for the season. 89th off the tee, 87th on the approach, 107 around the green, and 88 putting. That tells us that he's not really doing anything poorly, but he's not doing anything spectacularly either. So that's when we turn into our recent form, see that his ball striking is really starting to pick up, his around the green and putting are still staying same. So we like Cam Davis, 7,200 this week, 23 on Yahoo, and just 3%. Okay, now we're going to get on to two of my favorite golfers. Both of them are projected at 8% owned this week. And anytime you get a stud golfer projected under 10% owned, you've got to take a look at them. So let's start off with Patrick Cantlay, who's coming off the missed cut there at the PGA Championship. But a start before that, he won with Xander Schauffele at the Zurich Classic. So maybe a bit of a smoke screen there at the PGA Championship, I would say, given that he has not performed well in majors. Now, coming to a course where he's coming first, 32nd, and 7th, as well as another second-place finish prior to these three, you got to take a long, strong look at him. Now, when we look at a strokes gain rank this season, why maybe he's having what we call an underperforming season for the FedEx Cup or reigning FedEx Cup champion. Strokes gain off the tee is fine, ranked 23rd, but it's the strokes gain on the approach. His irons have been struggling this year, putting a lot of pressure on that short game. He's ranked 78th on the approach, 34th around the green, and 52nd putting. Speaking of putting a tremendous amount of pressure on the short game, one would think when you're hitting the ball inside of 10 feet every single iron shot, you wouldn't be putting that much stress on it. But for Colin Morikawa, who's ranked fifth on strokes gained on the approach on the season, he's ranked 160th and 120th on around the green and putting, so struggling mightily with his short game is Colin Morikawa. But coming in at just 8% owned, having a second place as well as a first place finish here at Mirrorford Village, what better way to turn around that bad putting than come to a course that you've had superb success on? So for Morikawa, who's coming in at 8% owned, 10,400 on DK, 45 on Yahoo, I believe he should be a good play this week. Now, I put out a tweet last week that many of you liked saying, listen, we play Morikawa until he gains stroke putting, because guess what? When he does, he wins. So is it going to be this week? Well, that's anybody's guess, but given the fact that we're going to get him at less than 10% ownership, he's at least worth a long shot. Okay, so let's go over real quickly, 5-1, before we tell you about the sweet deal we have with Yahoo. Ramey, Herbert, Davis, Cantlay, Morikawa, that's 5-1. Now, on to some housekeeping items. I want to thank Yahoo, the sponsor of this short form video. They've been putting out some very nice PGA DFS contests and increasing them each and every week. We're up to 5K to first place on their big buy-in, the $20. And if you don't already sign up over there, or you haven't, I should say, excuse me, if you haven't already signed up over there, now is the time to do so, because with your new user, new deposit, and entering into your first paid contest, you're going to get a free month of Osmo Plus Platinum with that. That's right, a free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. It's going to cover every single piece of premium data that we have for every single sport. So you're going to get a month of that that's going to take you through the U.S. Open and so much more. So take advantage. All right, also make sure you check in our live shows. I'm doing this a Tuesday at 8:30. You could see Eric and Ben midday on Tuesday, or catch Ben and I live before lock on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. That'll bring it down for the memorial and give you everything you need to know to win the big prizes this week being offered. So until next time, everybody, good luck this week at the memorial, and we will see you on the inside. Cheers.